Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here celebrating the third decade. And we're doing it with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist of the NFIB and one of the top economists on the planet. And our Main Street's dedicated and totally committed to us economists. And, Bill, thanks again for your devotion to small business. I can't imagine anybody who's made more of an impact on the small business brand and getting it out there and getting the word out there and distributing our news than you have over the last 40-something years, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. It's always been fun.
Yeah, you've made it fun. Hey, Bill, and folks, Bill gave us a great report on the May index, which you should go back and listen to if you missed it. Right now we're talking about the Fed. The Fed is meeting today. The Federal Open Market Committee is meeting today, and they're going to vote on what to do about interest rates. And they kind of outkicked their coverage last year and got themselves into a bind, and they had to retract their original, more aggressive stand. They realized they'd made a mistake. And apparently that's like blood in the water for some folks, and they're continuing to get a lot of pressure, aren't they?
Well, they are. You know, I mean, I think they started off on the right track. They said, here's the – you know, interest rates need to be normalized, so we're going to start raising the rates a quarter of a point, you know, a time and moving on. And we're also going to start shrinking the portfolio. we got a $4 trillion bond portfolio. It was under a trillion when we started in 08, so
right.
They've really bought a lot of bonds, which has a big impact on rates. And they were supposed to start selling them, which would allow rates to rise and normalize. And then Wall Street got angry because higher interest rates mean that stock prices will be lower, and they didn't like it. And so the pressure came, and the president said, you know, the stock market has to do well because that's the economy. And, of course, it's not.
Which you and I know it's not. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What we got, once again, the tail's wagging the dog, isn't it?
It is. So the Fed got itself in a corner, then it stopped. You know, so so now there's all this pressure to cut rates. Some people are arguing that that loan rates are too high. Well, you know, we look at the numbers we get, and the loan rates that our people are paying are about as low as they've been in history.
In history.
Only 3% say that they don't get all the credit they want.
No small business is not borrowing money because the rates are too high. Nobody's
exactly.
doing that.
Exactly. And I talked to a bunch of people at a talk in Iowa a couple of months ago, and I asked them, I said, if rates go up by a quarter point, you're going to cancel anything? No, everybody said no.
It's a non-issue.
It's a non-issue. They're looking at returns that are much better than that, and that depends
on Wall Street are they hysterical about a quarter point raise. Now I don't know what the Fed needs to do. I don't know whether they need to raise or lower. I know that their rates are historically low. They probably need to get a little more of the ammunition in their quiver. But I don't know what's going to happen. I have to say I've never seen the Fed respond to market or political pressure the way they are right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, data-dependent means there's no policy. There's no direction. They're not telling us where we need to be. They're not being the long-term thinkers that they're supposed to be.
Because they're supposed to drive. They're not driving a car.
Right.
They're driving a train.
Yeah,
they're just
going to watch the numbers like all the investors that are betting billions of dollars on small changes in interest rates, and that's not good.
Well, see, Wall Street is no longer a group of investors. They're a mob of traders. That's all they are anymore.
Gamblers.
There are no more investors in Wall Street. On Wall Street, they're all traders,
yeah.
And we're investors out here on Main Street, and we often have these cross purposes. So I don't know. What do you think the Fed's going to do today?
I think they'll sit tight because there's a lot of their heavy pressures on both sides now, and we'll start to see who wins. But right. What'll happen is if we start seeing slower data, which we could. I mean, we growing over 3% is right. You know, that's a hard thing to keep doing. But there's nothing wrong with 2.5 if you're at full employment and everybody's mm-hmm. happy. You know.
Right.
And, but you know, if the numbers start coming in softer, then I think that raises the odds that they'll cave.
Right.
Sometime in the next
but
6 months.
But
and
not
start
this
lowering
time. Not
rates.
Today. Not today. I
not
agree
today.
With you. They're going to stand pat today.
Yeah.
I think they'll also look at what the trade deals do over the next, between now and the next meeting.
All
hey,
right.
Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.